So that you've cut them off.
They survived it that way sometimes.
Yeah.
Please do not attempt to interrupt or speak over others. Intimidating or threatening speech or behavior will not be tolerated at any time. Please refrain from clapping, cheering, booing, or being otherwise disrupted during the hearing. So with that, we'll go ahead to our first item. Trent Thelen requests project plan approval for new cafeteria and administration buildings within the missionary training campus in the training facility zone located at 2005 North 900 East. And Nancy Robinson will present that for us.
Okay. Thank you. So a couple of things on your report. I put that a neighborhood meeting had not been held, but that is incorrect. There was actually two neighborhood meetings that were held, one on September 17th and one on October 1st. And these meetings were held before they had even applied, put in their application. But I did give you the minutes for those two meetings, and I will just kind of highlight a couple of things from there. So this, well, that's their presentation. Maybe mine's. That's okay. That's fine. So the original MTC was built in 1975, and this proposed project is to take out two buildings. On this, you see it's going to be S1 and T2. So S1 is the cafeteria administration building, and T2 is one of the teaching buildings. So the gross feet of the buildings being demolished is approximately 208,000 square feet, and the new buildings will have a total of 180 gross square feet, so significantly reduced. They will also add an additional 1,900,000 square feet of landscaping. I did put in there that currently there's 555 parking spaces and that the number would be reduced to 535. Since that time, I also have found out the way that the parking is calculated is with the number of senior missionaries that are on campus, so one stall per two driving patrons. And right now that, or for the average norm, that it's 66 people, so 33 stalls. Then the total staff and volunteers is approximately 1,328 people. So that is one stall per four employees, which is about 332 parking stalls. So they have about 200 extra stalls than what would actually be required by code. And let's see. So staff is comfortable with this plan and would recommend approval. We just have the following condition that all CRC comments are corrected and satisfactorily completed to the departments.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for staff? Yeah, John?
What are the nature of some of the CRC comments that need to be corrected?
So it's only some things from Public Works, and I don't have that in front of me, but I anticipate it to be minor, you know, utility type kinks to be worked out.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much. We'll now go ahead and invite the applicant to come forward, and you'll have 15 minutes for your presentation.
Hello, everybody. My name is Andrew Feinberg. I'm an architect and project manager with ZGF Architects. So why don't we'll give you a little overview of what we're talking about, and this is similar to what we presented to the two neighborhood districts. I think number five and number one is who we presented to previously. Oh, yes. So I have to do this on my own. That's fine. So as Nancy explained, this is the existing campus. The S1 building is the cafeteria administration building, so it has multiple uses. T2 is currently a teaching building primarily. So in looking at this, the S1 building has some seismic issues, and so it was the church decided that it was appropriate to look at replacing that building and, you know, having a facility that's up to code and also hopefully more efficient in terms of feeding the missionaries when they're there for three meals a day. So because we have limited site left here, and we didn't want to, they didn't want to put a temporary cafeteria here. We are taking half of the S1 building, demolishing half of it, keeping the existing cafeteria in operation during the whole construction phase. So that limits the area that we can use for the new facility. So the new dining facility is a two-story facility. The existing facility is one story. And because of that limited area also, it enabled us to kind of consolidate the uses. So this new cafeteria building is a cafeteria primarily. And then the administrative uses will be in this new administration building in the kind of on the site of the existing T2 building. So that kind of explains the context of it. Any questions on that?
I ask, is there anything else that's in S1 currently? Is there laundry there, or where's the laundry?
There's the laundry. The laundry has been now distributed to be in and among the existing residential buildings, which we think is a lot more convenient for the missionaries to use. So in order to facilitate this project that we're talking about tonight, that laundry stuff had to be done. So yes, there's a laundry in the lower level of that building. It also has administrative, it did have ecclesiastical offices. There are a number of large group meeting rooms in there as well. There's a lot of music rooms. So that building has a lot of different things.
And where there was a gym in there? Got it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'll ask you later.
No problem. All right. So let's go to the next one. So this is our proposed site plan. And you see now the S1 building, the new cafeteria there, is basically built around the existing one, but ultimately the rest of the existing cafeteria will be demolished and some open space will be created there. And now you see a larger T2 building there that is more L-shaped. And that red line around the dash red line around there shows the extent of the work that's being done. There's a lot of landscape work that's being done in and around these buildings. So we wanted to show a couple different views. One, this is of the new cafeteria building from just inside the security gates where you come into the facility. And what came up in some of the neighborhood meetings is that people were concerned about trees. So we, just to show the building in these renderings, we don't have the trees, but this is the plan for when we're finished. You can't really see the building anymore. But so we wanted to show that for both buildings. And so this is a look at the new administration building. There's an arcade that kind of connects them together. There's kind of a daily use of that arcade between the cafeteria and walking through this building for other uses. And here it is with the landscape as proposed. So we got through that pretty quickly. So now we can go back. Melissa, I don't know if I answered all your questions or not.
So maybe just kind of walk us through where some of these other things exist now. So how about the gyms? And where are the large meeting rooms now where they have devotionals and things like that? And then will the front of that, in that last picture you showed, look like there may be a drop-off? Is that going to become the missionary drop-off area where you go in the front and then drop off and come back out?
No, well, let's address that one first. The missionary drop-off now occurs in the park, the underground parking garage that's under the new buildings that are towards the south end of the campus. So this is not used. It's not used for missionary drop-off. The other question you had was the other uses in that building. The gym saves the gym. The gym is used for devotionals. It has retractable seating in it. So that's used very, very often. There's at least twice a week, there's devotionals, but they're also trying to keep that area free for physical education as well. So there are in the bottom floor, which is adjacent to the existing gym, we're adding some more recreational area. There has been a lacking in more area for the missionaries to have that kind of activity. So there, that a part of that bottom level of that building is for that use. So there's a little extra recreational activity space in the bottom floor of that building. And in terms of, I think you mentioned, yes, we talked about assembly rooms. There's one large assembly room proposed for this new building that's divisible into two.
Okay, any other questions for the applicant? John?
Is there any consideration for growth in this plan?
There is. The amount of seating is about the same as what there is now, but there are a couple additional serveries in the cafeteria so that people can be can eat and have an enjoyable experience without waiting in line. I don't know if you've ever been there during peak season. People spend maybe 15 minutes in line and then they have 15 minutes to eat, and it's not really that great of an experience. So in terms of growth, these buildings will accommodate the current and projected, you know, missionary counts as we understand them.
Lisa?
What's your timeline? So you're going to knock down half and keep the cafeteria running. Is that why you build S1, or are you going to build T2 before you do any of that so that you have a place to move them? Like, what's your timeline of deconstruction and reconstruction?
Well, right now there's various smaller renovations that are happening to move people out of S1. That's kind of the primary goal. Some of those departments are actually in T3 right now, and they will stay there until the new administration building is ready. So, so the idea is that the demolition occurs probably this spring, and probably the new construction starts as soon as it's possible to do that.
And you're anticipating that both buildings will be constructed simultaneously, and then
yes, there'll be overlap. Then you'll take, yes. Okay. There's a little more urgency with the S1 building because we would like to not have the existing facility operational anymore, if that makes sense to everybody.
Yep. Joel?
Is the only parking right now is for senior missionaries? Is that correct? Or on-site parking, I guess?
There's parking in the underground parking garage under T3 and T4. There's a lot of spaces around on the 900 east side, and there's also the north parking lot on the left of this drawing. Some of that is for senior missionaries who live on campus. But there's other people who park there as well, administrative, ecclesiastical, other support people. Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Just curious, because you're losing what, like 5 stalls? Not a substantial amount. But yeah, looking at the campus, it's, I don't know, a little bit tongue in cheek comment, but look at what you can accomplish when you don't have a sea of parking, a beautiful mixed use, residential, dense neighborhood. But yeah.
I don't disagree with you.
Any other questions for the applicant? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will now open the meeting for public comment. Do we have any neighborhood chairs here this evening? Okay, not seeing any, we'll open it to the general public. Each of you will have 2 minutes to make a comment, and you may make one comment. If we have questions, we'll invite you to come back at the microphone at the end of public comment to answer those questions. So if you'd like to come forward and talk about this item, please do so at this time. Okay, not seeing anyone, we will close public comment and bring it back to the commission for discussion. What are our thoughts?
I second Joel's comment. I think it's really nice, and I'm glad to see that the recreational space is going to be so accessible to the missionaries. Yeah, it just looks like a much more inviting space than when I was there. So this will be really nice, and also just to be more functional for the service in the cafeteria. So I think it's great, and I'm glad to see a few, I mean, small amount, but a fewer parking. That's always nice.
I should have asked this question, but is the field across the street still going to be used for recreational use, or is this field behind S1 going to replace that?
We'll go ahead and invite the applicant forward to answer that.
Yes, they'll still use the field across the street.
Okay. Just taking pedestrian connectivity into account. Thank you.
Any other thoughts? For me, it seems pretty straightforward here. It looks like a great plan. Make some real good improvements. Are we ready for a motion?
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
Was it last week, last time, 2 weeks ago, we had folks from BYU here, and we kind of made a little plea to them. This is kind of aside from the issue, but to please work with the city of Provo for shared parking. There's a lot of parking in the church buildings all over. So maybe hopefully take that back to the church and see if that's a possibility. Because a lot of the problems we have with densifying in this way that Joel mentioned, that we would love to do this kind of thing for students in Provo, but parking is the issue. And if we don't have the MAC, you know, we already have tons of parking down there, but it belongs to the church, it belongs to BYU. And we would love to invite you to do some cooperating with cities where you have a lot of churches to see if there could be any like multi-layered use of the parking, because I think that would solve so many problems and would help with the housing situation we have in Utah. So just a soapbox moment.
Okay, are we ready for a motion? Comment first.
Yeah, I have one question. I didn't come to me when you initially came up, but a number of years ago there was a shooting on the MTC campus, and I noticed the renderings of the buildings. They seem to have a lot of glass in them. And so I'm wondering, this isn't obviously part of the project plan approval, but I'm sure the public would want to know what types of security measures you might have in terms of access and the open windows, and maybe alleviate some of the public's concern with that. And then if you could just state your name when you come up.
Hi, George Rolfe. I direct all of the administration and operations of the Provo MTC. We have, since that shooting, we've actually had a couple of extensive meetings with security across the church and others. We've, as you know, we control access into the MTC, not only the entryway, but in the buildings themselves. We haven't done anything. If somebody wants to take a shot from a long way away, that hasn't changed. But we have a fence around the perimeter. The glass itself, it's certainly not bulletproof, but it's thick enough to be able to protect somewhat. And so, you know, in terms of security, the buildings themselves are secure. You have to actually access with a card to get in. But not anything different necessarily for the glass on the upper floors.
Thanks.
I think the trade-off for mental health there is probably important.
It certainly is, yeah. And we wanted to stay consistent with these buildings, with the buildings on the newer buildings on the campus.
Oh no, I mean, kudos for the sunlight and the open air and all the landscape features there. I honestly have no memory of the MTC in 1996, 97, but
That's because there were no windows in the buildings back then.
Right. It's blocked it out. But it seems like any improvement's a good improvement.
Thank you.
I can say my experience as an employee in the glass building was very different from as a missionary in the brick buildings. So
yeah,
it worked.
Lisa, do you have a comment?
Yeah, I just wanted, since we're in the discussion pre-motion phase, I love that the plans show responses to the neighborhood concerns. I think that's really nice. You can tell from the lack of public comment that the neighbors felt heard and that the MTC responded, which is a good thing. I love the updated feel that it's going to be a nicer, I mean, it's not really an entrance point to Provo, but it's a place that a lot of people see. And I think that's a nice opportunity. And I love the landscaping. I think the new building had a really great plaza, like once again, aesthetically and emotional health wise, which are two things we care about in the city as humans. So I like what's being proposed. So.
And I want to just add, thank you for keeping the trees. I was so sad when they knocked down the trees by the law school building at BYU.
Yeah. We ready for a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I move that we, okay, the staff recommendation says recommend approval, but we actually are the approving body here.
Yeah.
Correct? Okay. That we approve item number one. Trent Thalen requests project plan approval for new cafeteria and administration buildings within the missionary training campus in the TF zone, located at 2005 North 900 East University neighborhood.
Do we have
with
a second?
With the condition that the CRC comments are corrected and satisfactory.
Great catch. Second?
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion on the motion? Okay, let's begin voting on my left.
Aye.
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 And I'll vote aye, and so item one passes unanimously. That is our only item tonight, so do we have a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.